What if you could design a new high-performance metal alloy, one that outperforms an aerospace industry standard like Inconel 625, not in 10 years, but in a matter of weeks? It sounds like science fiction, but as of July 16th, it's a reality. Researchers at the University of Toronto just did it, and it's a signal that the physical world of manufacturing is about to be reshaped by artificial intelligence at a breathtaking speed. This isn't just about software anymore. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing for professionals in U.S. and European manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're moving past the theoretical hype of AI. We're focusing on how AI is now a tangible, industrial tool for creating novel materials and products. The entire innovation cycle, from concept to physical prototype, is being radically compressed.
We'll be covering the U.S. government's strategic push to accelerate materials R&D, the new accessible tools putting this power into the hands of more engineers, and a stunning real-world breakthrough in 3D printable superalloys that changes the competitive clock for everyone. Troy, let's start at the strategic level. On July 9th, the U.S. Department of Energy announced a major initiative called the Genesis Mission. It sounds ambitious. What is it?
It's a fundamental shift in how we discover materials. The Genesis Mission is a physics-informed AI framework for what's called inverse materials design.
Okay, inverse design. What does that mean for a business leader?
Traditionally, you test thousands of compounds to find one with the properties you need. It's trial and error. Inverse design flips that. You tell the AI the properties you want. For instance, a certain level of heat resistance, electrical conductivity, and low weight, and the AI generates the molecular structures that will deliver those properties.
So you start with the solution and work backward to the recipe. Why does this matter globally right now?
Because it dramatically shortens development time. This is a direct response to global imperatives like the clean energy transition and supply chain vulnerabilities. The DOE also announced a parallel AI initiative on July 9th to accelerate the development of alternatives to critical minerals. They want to design our way out of dependence on materials like cobalt and lithium.
How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
This is a massive opportunity to create a competitive moat with proprietary materials. If you're making batteries, catalysts, or high-performance alloys, you can now accelerate your R&D for next-generation products. European manufacturers in sectors like automotive and green tech face a new pace set by U.S. national labs and their industrial partners.
And for Western trading companies and distributors, what should they know?
Market timing is about to get much faster. New specialized materials will emerge from labs and enter commercial channels in a fraction of the time. Sourcing strategies need to become more agile, and partnerships with these innovative R&D heavy manufacturers will become gold.
So, what is the actionable insight? What should an executive consider doing now?
They need to task their R&D leadership to investigate partnership opportunities with the national labs, deploying this Genesis framework. And critically, they must reevaluate their company's 5-year materials roadmap. That timeline just got compressed.
Troy, this kind of AI-driven design sounds incredibly expensive and computationally intensive. Is this a tool only for governments and massive corporations?
It used to be, but that barrier is collapsing. On July 11th, a new free web application called MLIP Studio was launched, and it completely changes the accessibility of these tools.
Break that down for us. What is an MLIP, and why is a free web app for it a big deal?
MLIP stands for Machine Learned Interatomic Potential. It's an AI model trained to predict how atoms will interact with quantum-level accuracy, but at a tiny fraction of the supercomputing cost. Think of it as a highly efficient simulator for materials at the atomic level.
And this web app brings that power to a desktop?
Exactly. MLIP Studio bundles over 60 of the world's most advanced universal MLIPs, models like MACE, CHGNet, and YUMA from FairChem, into a simple browser interface. Any engineer can upload a molecular structure and run complex simulations like geometry optimization or force calculations without writing a line of code or owning a supercomputer.
So how would a mid-sized German automotive supplier or an American electronics manufacturer use this?
They can now perform virtual R&D that was previously out of reach. They could test a new polymer for a car bumper under simulated stress, or analyze the electronic properties of a new semiconductor material. It democratizes the front end of materials innovation.
What's the angle for trading companies and distributors?
This empowers smaller, more agile innovators. Expect a wave of startups bringing highly specialized materials to market because they can now prototype virtually at low cost. Distributors need to be actively scouting these new players who are using tools like MILib Studio to punch far above their weight.
The actionable insight seems very clear here.
It is. Executives should have their engineering and product development teams evaluating MILib Studio this week. It is a no-cost, high-impact way to explore computational materials design and assess how it can be integrated into their existing workflows.
Okay, we've talked strategy and tools. Let's get to the breakthrough you mentioned in the open. What exactly did the University of Toronto's Acceleration Consortium achieve on July 16th?
They used an AI-driven autonomous lab to discover six new 3D printable metal alloys with incredible properties. This was an active looping loop. AI proposed alloy compositions, a robot manufactured them using 3D printing, and an automated system tested their properties, feeding the results back to the AI.
And you said they outperformed a major industry player?
That's the headline. Some of the new alloys demonstrated superior oxidation resistance under extreme conditions compared to Inconel 625. For anyone in aerospace, defense, or high-end manufacturing, Inconel 625 is a benchmark superalloy. To discover a potentially better material, not in years but in weeks, is a paradigm shift.
What is the direct competitive threat or opportunity for U.S. and European manufacturers in those sectors?
The opportunity is to create bespoke, high-performance alloys designed specifically for additive manufacturing processes. The threat is that your competitors are already doing it. The pace of material advantage has just accelerated by an order of magnitude. If your R&D cycle for a new alloy is still measured in years, you are now at a severe disadvantage.
How should trading companies that deal in specialty metals and alloys react?
The market could fragment. Instead of sourcing a few dominant all-purpose superalloys, they may need to handle a portfolio of dozens of application-specific AI-designed materials. Their value will come from understanding the nuanced performance characteristics of these new alloys and matching them to customer needs.
The action item feels urgent.
It is. Executives in any industry reliant on high-performance materials need to benchmark their R&D cycle against this new reality. They must ask their teams, what is our plan to integrate a closed-loop, AI-driven discovery process? Waiting is no longer a viable strategy.
This Toronto project sounds exactly like what the industry is calling a self-driving lab. Is this a one-off success story, or is it part of a bigger trend?
It's the new frontier, and it's being institutionalized. On July 15th, Argonne National Laboratory in the U.S. highlighted their RAPID lab. RAPID stands for Robotic Autonomous Platforms for Innovative Discovery. It is a dedicated facility designed to do exactly this. AI proposes, robots synthesize and test, and the data loop closes in real time.
So this formalizes the entire process. What does that mean for the future of manufacturing in the West?
It shifts the primary competitive bottleneck away from the speed of experimentation and towards the quality of your questions and the intelligence of your AI. The company with the smartest AI, trained on the best proprietary data, guiding the most efficient robotic platform, will win. It also fundamentally changes workforce needs. You need teams of material scientists, data scientists, and roboticists working in tight integration.
How can a trading company or a distributor possibly prepare for a world where labs are driving themselves?
They need to think about how they participate in an automated, data-driven supply chain. Imagine a networked ecosystem. Argonne's RAPID lab could discover a new polymer, and that data is instantly transmitted to a partner manufacturer in Europe whose own automated systems begin testing its viability for a specific injection molding process. The role of the distributor becomes about managing that data flow and material validation.
So, the final actionable insight for executives today?
They must begin building institutional knowledge now. This means starting a pilot project for a small-scale autonomous workflow. It could be as simple as automating a single quality control test and feeding that data into a machine learning model to look for patterns. The goal is to start climbing the learning curve for this new R&D paradigm today.
A truly transformative week of developments. Troy, let's distill this down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, the clock speed of materials innovation has fundamentally changed. Development cycles that took years are being compressed into weeks.
If your company isn't adapting to this new pace, you are already falling behind.
Second,
the tools for this revolution are becoming rapidly democratized. Advanced atomic simulation, once the exclusive domain of supercomputing centers, is now available in a web browser via platforms like MLIP Studio. There is no longer a cost barrier to entry for computational design.
And the third takeaway?
The ultimate competitive advantage is moving towards integrated self-driving labs that combine AI-driven hypothesis, robotic experimentation, and automated analysis. This is the new paradigm for industrial R&D.
And finally, the three most important actions executives should consider this week?
1. Task your CTO or head of R&D with a formal evaluation of these new AI simulation tools and autonomous lab frameworks. 2. Reassess your strategic partnerships. Access to the knowledge being generated in national labs like Argonne or universities like Toronto is now a critical strategic asset. 3. Initiate a pilot project, no matter how small, for a closed-loop automated workflow in your R&D process. Start building that muscle memory now.
Powerful and urgent advice. The lab of the future is clearly no longer in the future. That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence.
Thank you for listening. The convergence of AI and the physical sciences is no longer an academic exercise. It's a core driver of industrial competition.
Join us again next week for your strategic briefing on the technical developments that matter. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an update.